Stephen Hawking was an atheist. He spoke about God and wrote in his books, but he meant it metaphorically, as he explained later. God is the name people give to the reason we are here, but I think that reason is the laws of physics, rather than someone with whom one can have a personal relationship. There are a lot of famous atheists in science, Carl Sagan, Richard Dawkins, who's an evangelical atheist, even Pierre-Simon de Laplace. In the early 1800s, it's told that Napoleon once asked him, "How does God fit into your worldview?" And his response was, "Sire, I have not needed that hypothesis." Can science fill the role of religion in our lives? To answer that, we need to look at what is the role of religion in our lives. This can vary from person to person, but some common answers are to explain the world, things that we can't explain for ourselves, to inspire us and to comfort us. Well, science is great at explaining things. It makes sense that early people who didn't have the technology we have now would have thought someone must have made the world because they made things. And so we're making these things. There must be someone bigger and more powerful that made everything around us. We were also very good at pattern recognition, and so we began to recognize predictability in the seasons, the movements of the stars. And as we had a wider experience and higher technology, we came to have more understanding of how things worked. The ancient Greeks knew the world was round in part because when you saw a ship coming over the horizon, you saw the top of the mast first as if it were rising toward you. There are some things that we still can't completely explain. We have the idea of the Big Bang, how the universe began, although, as our meditation said, bringing in the effects of quantum mechanics even brings that into question, although we are pretty sure about what happened at least 1 second after the Big Bang and on, how stars and planets formed. Life, we have several ideas, but none of them shown to be the best answer as to how it started, but again, we know a lot about how it changed since then. People often ask, when they find evolution hard to believe, how could something as complex as the human eye have evolved from nothing? We actually can see the steps through various organisms that still live, from a single-celled creature with one little spot of pigment that tells it which way the light is so it can swim towards it to do its photosynthesis, through simpler eyes to something as complex as ours. As we learn more, though, we keep finding more questions. Once we discovered atoms, we thought, aha, this was the smallest thing there could be. And then we discovered subatomic particles and quarks. And so there's always more to find out, and I like that. I find it interesting. As Neil deGrasse Tyson said, one of the things I love about science, we don't have to pretend we know all the answers. Of course, many of us want more than just explanation in our lives. We want wonder and meaning. The poet D.H. Lawrence once said about the moon, "It's no use telling me it's a dead rock in the sky. I know it's not." Just for being a dead rock, though, the moon is pretty amazing. It reflects the sunlight so we can see more at night. It creates the tides. And even knowing that it's just a rock doesn't keep it from being beautiful, romantic, and meaningful. Here's some fun facts about science that are inspiring to me. The famed White Cliffs of Dover, towering high, were made from the skeletons of single-celled organisms. So if those tiny things can do that, think what we can do when we're so much larger. Those who remember when we used to have antennas for TV, and when a channel wasn't coming in, you got snow. That snow comes from miscellaneous radio waves around the world, but some of it also comes from something called the microwave background radiation of the universe. That is the oldest light we can see that left its source 13.8 billion years ago to travel through us across the expanding universe. And you can see it on your TV. I find evolution to be inspiring. that it started so long ago with atoms formed in stars. A lot of people like to feel that we're somehow above or better than other animals. But as Darwin's quote says, if we look at how far we've come, how much more complex and more powerful we've become, instead of just saying everything's exactly as it is, we can look at where can we go from here? What amazing possibilities are still out there? There have been 5 known mass extinctions in Earth's history, one of which wiped out 90% of the life on Earth. We're descended from that 10% and from the small percentage that survived all the other mass extinctions. We are survivors. And so is every other life form we see. The plants outside, birds, the squirrels, even the mosquitoes, unfortunately. We're all survivors, and we're all related. Long, long ago, we all had a common ancestor. Another Neil deGrasse Tyson quote I like, science reveals that all life on Earth is one. I certainly find it inspiring to think those robins that were nesting on the edge there are my very, very distant cousins. The infinite universe can also be inspiring. We can only see 13.8 billion light years out because anything further than that, the light hasn't had time to get to us yet. If you're not familiar with the picture on our screen, this was taken by the Hubble Space Telescope, looking at a small square of sky in which the naked eye sees nothing. But by taking pictures at the same time, every day, multiple times, it gathered the tiny bits of light that were out there. Every one of those specks is a galaxy. That's how huge the universe is. It might make you feel small, but think about this. With that much out there, and how simple it can be to form life under the right conditions, anywhere you look, someone could be looking back at you. To find comfort in science may be a little harder, because we all find comfort in different ways. Some like to feel that there's an afterlife, to think that their loved ones are still out there watching them. Others, like the narrator of the curious incident of the dog in the nighttime, like to think that their loved ones' molecules could be anywhere, as could the molecules of people we've never known but know about and might like to feel connected to. Some find it comforting to think that there's an all-powerful God watching over us. Others prefer to feel that we have our own power, that we can make our lives the way we want them to be, at least if we work together. Scientists used to think that the universe was constant, not changing, and many religions thought this as well, that God created the universe exactly as it is and it stayed that way. Some found it comforting to think that I may die, but the stars will go on. We know now that stars are born and die. I think that puts us in good company. Now, I've argued that science can be a spiritual experience, can take the place of religion in our lives, but I don't think it has to be antithetical to religion. Isaac Newton and Michael Faraday were both devout Christians. There are many scientists today that believe in gods or a god, things like that. Even Stephen Hawking acknowledged that if the universe had a beginning, then there could be something outside it that created it. You might ask, well, what about Galileo being struck down by the church for having a belief different from theirs, that the earth revolved around the sun? I say that it's not religion inherently, but authority that doesn't accept questioning, that's to blame there. In ancient China, there was much learning that was lost because when the Emperor Qin united the country, he enforced that unity by picking one school of thought that was to be kept for everyone and destroyed the others. That wasn't religion, but it was authority. Conversely, in the 11th century, the Muslim world was a hotbed of learning. They sought out knowledge from other cultures. They sought out new knowledge through study and experimentation. So what I would conclude is that absolutely you can believe in unproven things as long as you're open to new ideas and different ideas. After all, we can't prove a negative. We can never say scientifically that there is no God. But keep open to questions. One of our hymns that I've always liked, its closing line, I didn't choose it today because the rest of it doesn't really fit in. Even to question truly is an answer.